Welcome to Proverb Practicals. Proverb Practicals is brought to you by Grace Bible Church of Milton, Florida. Open your Bible to the announced proverb and follow along with Bible teacher Ludwig Opager as he shares with you another Proverb Practicals.
Proverbs 6, 12 through 15. A naughty person, a wicked man, walketh with a froward mouth. He winketh with his eyes, he speaketh with his feet, he teacheth with his fingers, frowardness is in his heart. He deviseth mischief continually, he soweth discord. Therefore shall his calamity come suddenly, suddenly shall he be broken without remedy. You may recall that after sitting on a wall, Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. And all the king's horses and all the king's men could not put him together again. What prompted Mr. Dumpty to sit on a wall? What urged him to take such a step? Were his eyes lofty and lifted up over others, desiring to be seen of men? Probably not secure in standing on the wall, he chose the safety of sitting on the wall. No one seems to have called him to such a prominent place. He likely did not earn this prominent place. He likely chose the wall to exalt himself. Did this choice to be seen of men get him fame, fortune, power, and prestige? Possibly for a time, but ultimately it got him a sudden unrecoverable fall in spite of the fact that he thought he was safe. Certainly something could be done for Mr. Dumpty, but alas, all the king's horses and all the king's men could not put Humpty together again. Mr. Dumpty did not count on such a catastrophe. That was not part of his thought process. But he suddenly fell from his self-appointed position with no remedy found for him. Powerful government machinery. The horses of the king and fully authorized government bureaucrats were of no help to Humpty. Convening their committees and their empowerment teams, all their efforts came to naught. Humpty Dumpty's calamity came suddenly without warning, and he was broken without remedy. Mr. Dumpty of this rhyme fits the description of the person in our scripture passage who is a walker, a winker, a speaker, a teacher, a deviser, and a sower. Our passage describes the end to which such naughtiness and wickedness brought him. Today one seldom hears the word naughty. It does not aid self-esteem to be called naughty, but God calls this fellow naughty. Apparently God cares little about hurting this fellow's self-esteem, rather caring about the truth. Most times in my day, this word was applied to children. I well remember deserving to be called a bad or a naughty boy. As far as I know, these names did not stunt my development. This, however, is not a child. This is a man, and God calls him naughty. He walks with a mouth that turns from truth. This man, not willing to be governed, does not yield to that which is required. No doubt when young he was a naughty boy, not coming when called. He went from instead of to because he was froward. He uses his eyes, feet, and fingers to express rebellion. He winketh with his eyes means that he pinches his eyes together in malice as he threateningly stares down those appointed to govern him. His feet speak as they stamp out messages of defiance. We see the beginnings of this communication in uncontrolled children attempting to stamp out authority with their feet. His feet are also instruments to fulfill his disobedience as they take him out of the way of that which is required. His fingers are used in gestures of malice and contempt to those who defy him. Oh, how fingers are used today to communicate messages that inflame. People have killed because of speech made with fingers, but to the wise they reveal what is in the naughty and wicked heart. Every language includes the language of the body. The heart forces the body to do its bidding. Not satisfied with simply communicating with the mouth, every part of the body is enlisted in the rebellion of the froward. When the mouth is not enough, the eyes, the feet, and fingers are employed to express the hostility of the heart. With a heart not willing to yield to that which is required, he devises mischief, continually spending his time perfecting schemes for the destruction of the peace and happiness of others. He yields to no government, so his mischief can continue unhindered, sowing arguments and quarrels. He hates instead of loves, and his hatred for all that is good is the stirring spoon in the pot of strife. But as God's word is true, we read in Luke 14:11, "Whosoever exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted." God will bring down high looks. The haughtiness of men shall be bowed down. The lofty looks of man shall be humbled, whether that pride be expressed with the mouth, the eyes, the feet, or the fingers. Pride and lofty looks may profit for a time in this world, as Mr. Dumpty found, by sitting prominently on the wall. But humility is the path to promotion in the kingdom of God. As 1 Peter 5:6 says, "Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Otherwise, be prepared for the calamity which comes suddenly and without remedy."
We trust you have been blessed by today's proverb. You may find us on the web at www.proverbpracticals.com. This program is a production of Grace Bible Church in Milton, Florida. Thank you for listening, and tune in again to hear another Proverb Practicals.